Welcome back to the world of cryptos. Welcome back to the Crypto Corner. Today, I have got a different treat for you. And this is something that you can use with your friends in the library or in the bar to impress them with some special knowledge that you have around the Bitcoin blockchain. And the big question always is, how safe is Bitcoin? And for that, I prepared a little presentation. So let's dive into it. So how safe is Bitcoin? And let's take a look at the components of the Bitcoin blockchain. And these are the components. You've got the blockchain with the genesis block, so the first block. And then this is the current block. And then you've got miners that are competing to add your transaction or all the transactions to the blockchain. And for that, they have a calculation. It's like a very simple one. It's just finding like a very simple puzzle. So it's not a big deal in what the work they have to do. But there has been an evolution in type of machines that are doing this type of work. And so back in the early days, in 2009, when Bitcoin was started, we were using normal laptops. Very simple thing. Computer was doing the job perfectly well. And as you know, every 10 minutes, a block is created. That's part of the consensus. And therefore, the more computer we're attaching to the system, the difficulty had to be increased. And so in 2011, graphic cards were the it. So you couldn't use a computer anymore. You had to use a graphic card. And that continued until about 2013, when so-called ASIC computers were invented. And these computers, the only thing they do is they do these crypto transactions. They don't do anything else. You can't run Windows on them, just the simple hash calculations that they do and nothing else. So as you can see, it's already a fairly large number. And this is 2015. It's a fairly large number. So just to highlight those numbers, at the moment, the hash rate of Bitcoin is in this area here. Yeah, so it's a number one with 18 zeros behind it. Those are the calculations that these computers in all together do per second. So it's a huge number. And to look at those machines, so this is, for example, the latest, the best of the best at the moment. It's the MicroBT WattsMiner M30S. That can do 112 terahashes per second and consumes 3,000 watt, so quite significant. And this is how the machine looks like. Yeah, so it costs $4,000, and these machines look like this here. They make a hell of a noise because they run at 100% all the time, and they consume, as you can see, 3,000 watts, a lot of electricity. So the miner has to really calculate whether it's worth using these machines at a specific electricity rate or not. Okay, so far so good. Let's look at what that really means. So I've done here created a little table. So back in 2009, you saw a human would probably do one calculation per second. That's very generous. I would say more 0.1 because it's not that easy for a human brain to do that puzzle. A CPU is doing between 600,000 or 150 million per second. On average, I took 2 million. A GPU goes up to 20 million. And here we've got the ASIC computers. Yeah, so 60 terahash per second. That's what they do. Yeah. Next step is the current hash rate is 150 exahash. And that's equivalent to 2.5 million ASIC computers. Yeah, so in average, if you take the average number, you have got 2.5 million computers that are specialized on this subject here, securing the Bitcoin network. And if you take a look at the cost, so you saw the latest of the best is $3,000 or $4,000. So I take an average of $1,500 multiplied with 2.5 million computers or ASIC machines. That is a bill, just hardware bill of $3.75 billion US dollars to just take over 50% of the network. So who will do that? Yeah. So that in itself is a very difficult thing to achieve, assuming that you're able to get those machines because they're constantly sold out. So getting 2.5 million computers that are able, or ASIC machines that are able to do these calculations for a price of around $4 billion, I don't think that anybody is capable of finding that. And that's the beauty of the proof of work of Bitcoin. Yeah, so in other words, the big question is, if you've got your wealth, whatever that is, yeah, if it's $100, if it's $10 million, whatever, if you want to do a transfer from your account to a foreign account, what would you prefer to use? Would you prefer to use the banking and the government systems where you can be sure that they'll charge you a high fee? And in many cases, the money doesn't even arrive on the other end because the bank will have some sort of problems with the transfer. Or you're doing something where you have got over 2 million computers securing the network, that nothing happens, where no humans are involved, where the software is open source, and where other computers, which are the nodes, are constantly checking that everything is correct. I think the answer is very simple. Yeah. So this just to put you in perspective what it means if somebody says, hey, but Bitcoin consumes a lot of electricity. Yeah. But the reason is it's the most secure network in the world. You will not find anything that is more secure than the Bitcoin network. And that's why also all the software is open source, so that everybody can check what's running on those machines. And yeah, that's the future. You're part of the future. So that's it from me today. So I thank you very much for watching, and I hope you enjoyed this little excursus into Bitcoin safety and Bitcoin security. And I'm really looking forward to see you next week. So thank you very much for watching. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Robert, thank you so much. Just a reminder that we're not providing financial advice, but only sharing what's happening in the cryptocurrency marketplace. Always remember that the cryptocurrency markets are ever-changing and they're always volatile. They never close. You should only spend what you can afford to lose.